So how can Western activists make sure that their cause is noticed? Contrary to what we just heard, Shahid Amanullah says the answer is capitalism. He's a CEO at Launch Posse. It's a startup trying to help entrepreneurs build social networks to counteract the extremism of ISIS. I sat down with Amanullah at a busy cafe here in Austin. He told me he sees ISIS and its supporters as a small, nimble startup trying to reach Muslim youth worldwide.
The one thing that they have going for them is passion. So even though they have a small number of people, they're extremely passionate about it, and people react to passion. They're attracted to it. You have the vast majority on the other side that actually oppose that, but you don't see their passionate narratives coming out there. And when these young people are looking for meaning in their lives and they see somebody giving them a passionate path, and it's almost like, I liken it almost to joining Google in 1995. You feel like you're going to be part of this big, amazing thing, and who wouldn't want to get in on the ground floor? So what are we giving to that generation that's an alternative to that, that's going to be equally passionate? And the way I look at it is that in this space where we have a morphing Muslim identity, we can create a whole series of startups that will attract them. So if they want to help, for example, people in the refugee camps, instead of running off to ISIS, they can create businesses and incubators in refugee camps that help give people jobs. They can create relief efforts. They can express their entrepreneurial skills in other ways.
So you're basically saying that ISIS today is like Google was in 1995, a really sexy destination for a lot of people.
ISIS is telling the people who want to follow it that they represent the start of something big. And if we don't counter that with something equally powerful, saying that you can be the start of something big but on the other side, then there's a few people that are going to feel that that's their only path forward.
Do you have some good answers to that?
Well, we're working on them. So we're creating, for example, hackathons around the world where we're working with young Muslims in different parts of the world to come up with social media initiatives, to come up with small businesses. And then we incubate them. We have an incubator in Falls Church that we're working on where we're incubating the first 8 companies that we just found in the last couple months. We're raising a private equity firm and raising it from wealthy Muslims, for example, to fund these companies and then to spin them out.
Are you finding that's a struggle for Muslim youth, that there's a lot going on, there's a lot of things that you can be active about, but it's really kind of urgent to kind of reclaim the space that ISIS seems to have done such a great job of kind of occupying?
I think a problem that a lot of people have faced in trying to create a counter is that they're trying to think of the one, you know, silver bullet that's going to do it. And it's not going to be that. It's going to be an ecosystem of 100 or 1,000 different initiatives that each chip away at a little bit of it, right? So, for example, when you have, say, you know, in my incubator is a website called Ishkar, which is a Muslim dating site, and some people might ask, what does that have to do with anything? Well, we know that ISIS is playing on sexual frustrations to lure young people or saying they're promising people wives, for example. So if we can chip away at a little bit of that with that initiative, and we can create another initiative that's a crowdfunding site, there's another one that we're working with called LaunchGood that crowdfunds projects that are philanthropic projects that for Muslims that help other Muslims. And if that peels off another part of it, if we create 1,000 of these and they each chip away at it, there'll be nothing left but that extremist core. And hopefully fewer and fewer people will be attracted to that.
What is your biggest challenge when we talk about millennial Muslims in the United States and getting them engaged in this way?
When we talk about the young people that are running off to ISIS, people use terms like they're innovative, they're creative, they're social media geniuses. That talent isn't limited to the extremist youth. That talent is everywhere in this generation. This millennial Muslim youth generation is incredibly talented, but that talent has not been capitalized on. And so if we can create a platform that allows that talent to come to the surface and to be strong and to be proud and be organized and be networked. Right now it's very fragmented, but if we do that, I think then the world will see that there's a group of people to be proud of, a group of people that are role models, a group of people that have a vision for the future that is consistent with living with everybody else. And I think that is what's going to tip the scales.
Shahid Amanullah, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Shahid Amanullah is the CEO and co-founder of Launch Posse.